I am, of course, referring to Australian Fashion Week, which we're knee-deep in as we speak.
Yeah.
Most are calling it Fashion Week, but I'm calling it Piss Week. That's right, Piss Week. What's so Australian about it? It looks like any other model fest they pipe in from those lardy, bloody dark catwalks occupying valuable car park space in Milan or gay Paris.
Here was
a chance to showcase the big brown land's unique fashion sense, and we've blown it by shamelessly regurgitating the work of some European blanc named Pierre or Gianni. Now, Tone, have you seen that magic trick where a magician will say, pull a multicoloured rag out of his sleeve, and no matter how much he pulls, more and more keeps coming out. Yeah, well, that's how these top European fashion houses work. They find some punsy little fashion lord who spends every spare moment sneering down his cocaine-riddled schnoz at the rest of us. They get him to drop the pants and bend over while his minions pull a never-ending stream of colourful rags from his highly revered back passage. The rag is then bung in a boutique till some brain-damaged cow, like Tori Spelling, pays $30,000 to wear it to the Oscars. What do we want to get involved in all that for? Don't get me wrong, I'm all for bussing in the supermodels, but unless they're coming down that catwalk runway in a pair of thongs and a boob tube, I don't see the point, quite frankly. I've already attended a couple of these so-called Australian fashion shows, and my question is this. Where's the acid wash? Did I miss a meeting? What happened to acid wash? You can't have a picnic without the potato salad. How can you have an Australian fashion show that doesn't include acid wash?
Oh, dear.
Where's the ponchos, Tone? Why couldn't the doyens of the Australian fashion industry taken this marvellous opportunity to relaunch the poncho, team it with a fetching pair of Ugg boots, and they'll be standing on their feet and applauding as one. I'm telling you, most fashion shows attended by Linda Evangelista are preoccupied with what colour her hair is going to be.
Yeah.
Well, at the Australian Fashion Awards, the only way you should be able to tell is by whipping off her beanie. But no! Nothing, not even a duffel coat. Oh, no, but this is the work of our top designers. Says who? I didn't see any of these tosspots at last year's Melbourne Cup wearing top hat, tails and footy shorts. That's who we should be looking to. Who's the bloke supplying ties to the footy show? He's the man. He's the man. So until you take a look at yourself as an industry people, you won't be gaining any respect from me. And now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go and find a nice pair of long socks that'll go nicely with my new sandals.